Welcome back to The Minute Who Shagged Me, where we go through the Austin Powers movies 1 minute at a time, continuing with The Spy Who Shagged Me. I'm Johnny, and we are joined again today by our very special returning champion, stockholder in the company. Yeah.
I own stock in this and Astronaut Ice Cream Incorporated.
Sell it. Sell the stock. Do it now.
We're going to have a really good turnout. After all this pandemic is over, people are going to get back to eating all that, all the canned food, and they're going to like, oh, when's dessert? And then have all that ice cream just for the taking. It's going to be great. Big time.
No. It's just a definitive no. Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, we are back for a minute 84. And the mojo's still flying.
slow. I like Felicity's slow-mo voice. Watch out! I love it.
She had the voice changer this time.
One of my favorite videos is where they slow it down and everyone sounds creepy. And I guess it's just funny. Women slow down is funny because it sounds like just funny. I don't know. It just sounds extra funny because they're just a woman's voice and it's like this deep baritone voice coming out. Yeah, it's just funny. Simple. The simple things make me laugh.
That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
This is the baby bullet and it blends all the food for your baby. I go, that's creepy.
So you know what Dave's YouTube video history looks like?
And I'm putting that video definitely in the chat today. When I listen to this, I'm going to laugh and then I'm going to put the video in. I want to make Sean watch it.
The baby bullet.
All right. That's neither here nor there. There's no mojo in that baby bullet. It's not your mojo's on there.
I hope not.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised, honestly. Like we get confirmation when the mojo hits that the little male symbol goes out and gets evaporated into the air. I am really surprised that he didn't throw a decoy out. That like he didn't get a decoy made to throw off Austin.
What, that way he could keep all the mojo for himself and keep having fun with Frau?
Of course. I mean, like I feel like Dr. Evil would definitely want to make like some kind of mojo crazy experiment with that. I'm surprised he threw it.
He doesn't.
I guess he got what he wanted out of it.
He doesn't have foresight at
maybe
all.
Maybe he realized that I don't know. Like maybe he got what he wanted out of the mojo. He got it with, and he now just held it over Austin. Like he just realized it doesn't mean much to me, Dr. Evil, but maybe it means a lot to Austin, and I'm going to hold it over him to piss him off.
Wouldn't you want indefinite hold?
Well, now it's just covered in glass, so just don't eat glass. That's all I gotta say.
It's also like the mojo evaporated. Now it's just goop.
Yeah, but Austin's still trying to like play with it. I'm like, don't do that, Austin. There's glass and don't eat glass.
I'll eat glass if I have to.
it's just like probably bad jelly at this point.
Ew.
We have Dr. Evil says, "See you in hell," runs away. And now we're stuck with this weird two Austins. Austin B, he says, forget it, Austin 10 minutes from now. So because Austin 10 minutes from now is our main Austin lead. Hmm. This is Austin from 10 minutes ago.
Which is B.
He realizes the mojo's gone, and he just leaves. And now you and I have to, like, now we have to cross our eyes to figure out where is this Austin going.
I know. I was thinking about that because I put it on the timeline of like, we can't say where Austin A is going to go because that's in the next minute. But Austin B, does he go to 10 minutes from now? Like, I don't.
Well, not 10 minutes from now because the moon won't exist. I mean, if he does that, he'll essentially like just immediately like, I guess, teleport into
the vacuum of space.
The vacuum of space and die, which is one. So yeah, with how Austin Powers' timeline is working, he doesn't need to go back and recorrect anything. It's been corrected. The timeline has been corrected. Felicity is safe. The world's safe. So I don't think he needs to go back and do an infinite timeline of like Austin's must keep going back to tell Austin's to do this. So I don't know. Like, is this Austin taking one for the team and just like eliminating himself from the timeline? That's creepy.
No, he would not do that.
Yeah. So I don't really know where this Austin goes to. Maybe he goes back to his, maybe he realizes that. I don't know. Maybe he goes back in time because we're gonna find out in a minute where Felicity and Austin go. He's going back to the past. And he realizes, he goes, hey, you know, Austin always contact me if he wants me to get, you know, get together sometime. Maybe he's going back. I mean, like, see, the problem is that this time machine seems to be selective. You could only go in and out of this time machine from another time machine. So, like, so I don't think you could just show up anywhere in time. I think you have to, because I'm trying to figure out, we're going to figure out in a minute. I don't want to get into that. But, yeah, it's like, can he go back any farther? Because if Dr. Evil didn't make the time machine, say, in the 30s, can he even go back to the 30s?
He's not going to want to go back to
can
the
he 30s. Go back and, can he go back and try to save Vanessa? I don't know.
Or what if he just goes forward enough in time that he's like in the 70s?
Oh, so you're saying, so he's going back. Yeah. So what, all right, what, where are we now? We're somewhere in the Cold War, but what year are we? Are we in like 70? Are we in 1970 or?
Where did Basil say we went?
Oh, goodness gracious.
No, I think we're back in the 60s.
Okay. I'm just trying to remember. I'm trying to think like if we're like a year or two after Austin's frozen. I think we're like a year or two after Austin's already been frozen. So at this moment, there are three Austins. There's frozen Austin, and then there's Austin from 10 minutes ago and 10 minutes from now.
My head hurts. I'm legitimately trying to go back to the, like, my notes and figure out like where.
Yeah, tricky.
Okay, so Austin was frozen on November 11th, 1967.
67, okay, frozen 67, gotcha.
The date of the Mojo heist.
Okay.
So when Dr. Evil's people stole it was 1969, May 25th.
Okay.
Because thank God there was a calendar on the wall in the freaking freezing room.
Yes.
Okay. Then Basil. Okay, so here we go. Here we go. There is a time buggy that we have conveniently taken out of this narrative because we, at this point, the only time machine we're seeing is Dr. Evil's time machine. But
yes.
Austin has the time buggy.
Yeah, it's still at Felicity's place. Or his, no, his own place. Yeah.
So we still have another time machine somewhere in reality. And Basil brings it. And Austin went back to the 60s.
Yeah, but when they take, all right, well, see, I want my next point is going to be tomorrow's minute, so I don't want to get involved with that. So I just want to worry about this Austin right now. We just don't really know what this Austin wants to do because he's like, he doesn't have Felicity, but he knows Felicity, obviously. He has the same memories as our current Austin. But yeah, I don't think he needs to go. Yeah, either he goes back in time and makes sure that. See, I don't think he needs to go back in time and fix it. I think that would make too many Austins at that point. I don't think you need to have this reoccurring bootstrap loop where it's just like, I go back. Why? Because I went back. Because I'm going to go back. I don't think you need to have that in this film. I don't think that this film is. As Basil says, don't think about it too much. We're just trying to make sure, I guess, all the Austins are okay. We just want to make sure all the Austins are okay.
That they're having a swinging time.
Yeah, that's our main thing. That's all we worry about. So, I guess, honestly, I'm going to chalk it up to Listener Society on this one. Like, have them listen to us. Maybe they get an idea. They can tell us where they think Austin B 10 minutes ago went. While our Austin still tries to eat glass.
At least Austin B had the smarts to get the hell out of Dodge.
Yes. Yeah, he didn't have the mojo shock, as I would put it.
Which is also weird.
Yeah, because like that was, I mean, even, you know, that's been our Austin driving force. Outside of just stopping Dr. Evil, and that's been his driving force, is like to secure his mojo back.
Yeah, so, and him just to like dip after his mojo's gone and he didn't get the girl.
Yeah, he doesn't even say, yeah, he doesn't say goodbye to Felicity, which is kind of weird. He'd be like, goodbye, Felicity. I hope, you know, I know myself will take care of you. Or like that.
Austin B is a fembot.
Oh, no. God damn
it. A modified fembot.
I'm still mad about that. I'm still not forgetting. I'm still mad that people did that. And then no one told them. No one told Austin. Like, yeah, we knew. Like, God. You just let Elizabeth Hurley get fembotted. And everyone just stood around.
And nobody asked the important questions of where is the real one and how do we save her?
I honestly think the last time we see her is when she leaves out of that ladder in the first film before he does the I'm stuck in the cart in the tunnel. I still think that's the last time we saw Vanessa.
Yeah.
I think she got captured, and I think the fembot, and then when they're both at the end and they're shooting their guns and they're blowing up the base, I think that's all fembot, because I just don't think he left Vanessa out of his sight by that point. I think they were together, and they went, they got married, and they went to the hotel room, and then she's a fembot. I feel like in the middle of all that action, that's when Dr. Evil did the switcheroo. So, you know, I was actually still nervous of that. Back in my head, I was actually nervous the amount of times since, you know, Felicity gets captured twice. I remember being nervous, like, are they going to do this again? Like, you know.
Yeah, but you just twist it, and then Austin becomes the fembot, because we didn't see Pat, like, 10 minutes from now, Austin B.
Is that why he's acting funny and Felicity has to like reset his programming? You saved the world, you're gonna get the girl. You know, she has to like reset him. Like, remember, these are your protocols. Yeah, your directives.
I feel like, okay, no. That's Austin.
You're welcome,
A.
Rick. Austin, you're welcome.
Austin A is fine. He's real Austin. Because he's the one on the floor, like crying over his evaporated mojo.
Yeah.
Austin B is the him. We're going to himbot. He's a himbot. They himbotted him because he doesn't act like a real Austin would act. He doesn't worry about Felicity. He doesn't worry about his mojo. He just goes, well, I'm going to fuck off into this time machine. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going to save my ass. And now then.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense.
Is that what Dr. Evil's long con plan was? Maybe that's why he sent him back in time to like insert a himbot into the past, into this timeline to mess with Austin Powers, like have evil himbot Austin do bad things to like ruin Austin's credit.
You never know.
Like a real doppelganger stuff.
You never know, because like at this point, there's like that gap of time, right? Dr. Evil could have succeeded somehow and killed the real Austin, or kidnapped him and froze him, or whatever the hell he wanted to do with him, shoot him off into space, whatever, and then replace him with a himbot, and then Austin from 10 minutes from now, 10 minutes from now, Austin A is none the wiser. Head hurts.
I'm trying not even to like think about tomorrow when they're going to actually start talking about when they're going to touch the timeline again, when Felicity is like, oh, and you know, we should go back to the 60s and 70s, and it's just like just causing a mess here, Felicity, trust me, it's a real mess.
This whole movie's a mess at the end.
Yeah,
there's explosions. Yeah. There's broken glass. There's multiple people of the same person. There could be a himbot. I don't know. There's a whole lot. And the good news, at least, there is a silver lining. Felicity said you're still going to get the girl.
Nice.
No matter if you don't have this mojo that you think that you need. So that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's able to shake off the need for the mojo, since, you know, she's able to prove to him that he's had it the whole time.
Aww.
Yeah.
So
nice.
Sweet.
Nice. Yeah. Nice way to end the middle as the entire base blows up.
Yeah. Because the rest of it's just explosions pretty much.
Yeah.
And running. It's a quick minute, folks. I know we did get into it because of, you know, time travel and everything, but it's very fast. Yeah. Do you have any lasting feelings about this minute?
No, I guess the last thought I had is that, you know, Dr. Evil, you know, he abandons the moon base. We see him run away. And once again, like, you know, the money's gone. He's lost Mini Meat, you know, right for right now. He hasn't killed Austin. He, you know, the mojo's gone. So he's more of like an agent of chaos at this point. Like he has like not made a profit, but he's caused chaos on both the world and the moon. So he's probably happy. He's probably laughing on that. Ah, I caused chaos on both on planet and the moon.
I'm gonna go do something else now.
Yeah. That's.
On to my next plan. Loosely say plan, because there is none. Yeah. Minute 84. What a whirlwind.
Yeah.
Quick and dirty. I feel like I need like a, instead of a bow, 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 bow button, I need like an explosion button.
Best I could do is a train whistle.
And I got that's it. That's all I got.
Yeah. This minute will self-destruct.
Yep. We're self-destructing this minute, just like the moon base. I don't know if we're gonna make it out through a time machine or if by chance there is another way out of this mess. But you'll have to come back for minute 85 to figure that out. Well, don't forget, stay groovy.